This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 3/22/2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there and welcome into the second hour of the Myrna Lamb Show on this beautiful Saturday night right before Easter. I hope you all have a wonderful day tomorrow. I am an astrologer and a card reader, and what I'm doing is making predictions for you. Our lines are empty. This is the time to call. They were full throughout the last hour. Here are the phone numbers. They are 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776. And 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. You call in, you'll be speaking with Ken, who does a great job producing this show, taking your calls, getting information, putting you through to me. He'll ask your first name, you can make it up. He'll ask your birthday, I need the truth. And when you come through to me, this is the most important rule of all, I do need you to ask one clear question. That's just so that I can really be of some help. Because too general a question is too broad, and we don't have enough time for it on the air. In the course of the hour, this past hour, I was telling you a little bit about the parts of the body that rule, that are ruled by different sun signs and what that means to you. And before I go back to the phones right now, I'm going to tell you a couple of more. The next sign in the lineup is Scorpio. Scorpio rules the reproductive organs of the body. Scorpio can be prone to problems in that part of the body, and therefore, if you have any such difficulties, male, female problems, you have problems with the prostate, men or women with anything that has to do with the reproductive organs, you check it out promptly. The next sign is Sagittarius, and Sagittarius rules the hips. And, you know, it's wild, but a dear friend of mine has a younger sister that is out in California. She's been thin her whole life. She's been physically active. She just had her second hip replaced. That's the way it works. Sagittarius can have problems with the hips, so you stay tuned in to them. Back to the phones. Let's start with Anne in West Warwick calling about a grandson. Anne, who I see is born under the sign of Pisces. And what's your question for me?
Oh, my grandson is just starting out on publishing a magazine, and I was just wondering how this was going to go in the long run.
He's got a position in a magazine that he's just beginning, and you want to know how it looks for him.
Right.
Okay. He's got some nice things going on in his horoscope at this time. And so I have a feeling that this is going to look pretty good. Let's get these cards down and see what's going on. The King of Spades is the card that represents him. Is this a different direction for him? Was he doing something different before this?
Oh, no, he still has his regular job. This is something he's doing on the side.
Oh, okay. All right, so he has his own job.
Right.
And this is a personal venture.
All right.
Well, that's good to know because in the box that represents his employment, the cards really are terrific. So he's got a good position, and I would certainly encourage him to stay there.
Yeah, he does love his job.
Good. As far as this venture is concerned, it's a little iffy. It's a little iffy according to these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
As a part-time venture, okay. If it's going to pay off for him at all, it's going to take about 2 years to really develop.
Oh.
So he has to be patient with it if it matters to him. But if
right.
it's just something that's kind of a casual aside and he doesn't really care very much, then it's not a big deal. I certainly would tell him not to invest lots and lots of money in it, but to go forward slowly and carefully. And indeed, if he really wants to make it happen and he's willing to put in a couple of years, there is a chance. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available for you. Sandy on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Sandy. I see you're a Sagittarian. And what's your question for me?
I wanted to ask about the spelling of our home.
Okay. And our meaning you and?
My husband.
And what's his birthday?
August 6, 1944.
So he's a Leo. So the Queen of Hearts represents you, and the King of Hearts represents him. I have the card that represents him. You've got the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in your fourth house. So clearly the house is going to sell. Was there an offer made and then withdrawn a while back, not too long ago?
No, it hasn't been put up for sale yet.
Oh, okay. All right, then let me flip that around. I believe that there's a very good chance that someone will come through quite soon and make an offer, and it will fall through. and that's because it shows up in 3 out of 4 possible locations here. So if your agent says, look, we've got this offer, say, okay, but don't get too excited about it. It's going to take the offer after that to make sense. But I think you're being very pragmatic about how you're approaching the sale of your property, and I believe there's a very good chance for it to sell as soon as June.
Great.
Yes, Sandy, let me know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Bye, Myrna.
Bye now. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Bill in Johnston. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Bill. And I see that you're born at the tail end of the sign of Leo.
Yes, but I have the Leo heart, so I'm not concerned. My question is, my girlfriend and I have been seeing each other for 8 months. We got engaged about 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
She's a Taurus.
Yes.
And I just know that we're at a crossroads right now. I'd like to know, are we going to get married, and what do you see?
Okay. Bill, why were you in such a hurry?
Well, we're both getting up in age.
So because you're past 40, is it that you want to have a child right away?
Oh, no. She's beyond that time. She's 47.
So why, I go back to my question, what was the big hurry?
Well, I think we both came out of bad relationships.
So we wanted to rush into the next one? Forgive me for sounding totally stunned. Yes. Bill, it takes a while to really get to know somebody else. I grant you that there are relationships that form very quickly and that are very right very fast. And on no level am I saying that this doesn't look like it could work. In fact, she's in the 7th house away from you, which is love and marriage. And you're conversely in the 7th house away from her. But there's beginning to be conflict, and it shows up in some spades around you. And I believe a lot of that conflict comes out of the fact that you're moving too fast. And Taurus is not really thrilled about moving too fast.
Absolutely not.
So please, let her know. If you really love this woman, then for heaven's sakes, take the pressure off. Since you're not rushing to have a baby, why do you have to rush to get married?
Exactly. We have the rest of our lives.
You really do, Bill. And how about just get to know her better? Let her get to know and feel comfortable with you. Stylistically, you're so different. Leo's always moving 95 miles an hour.
That's me.
And Taurus likes to go at about 35.
Right.
So
that's the conflict right now.
And the fact is that if you push a Taurus, all you're going to get is the reaction of the bull. They are going to absolutely put total brakes on everything. Don't do it. It's not smart. And if you find yourself being uncomfortable being in a relationship with someone who wants to move slowly, then for heaven's sakes, let this beautiful Taurus woman go, because that's who she is. And by the way, I have always said if I were a man looking for a wife, I'd look for a Taurus woman. They make great wives. Loyal, caring, and very loving.
Well, thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome, and thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available. Let's talk to Shirley in Westerly. Shirley, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Shirley, and I see you're a Scorpio.
Yes, I am.
And your question for me?
Well, I have an ex who I still see on a regular basis, and he is the father of my youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's been a very strange, weird thing. So I just wanted to know what you saw.
You want to know if this strange, weird thing is going to continue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. Because it's really odd.
Okay. Now it's strange, weird, and odd.
It is.
What's his birthday?
His birthday is 7/17.
So he's born under the sign of Cancer.
Yep.
And for Scorpio and Cancer, the relationship is not usually strange, weird, and odd. So
right. Well,
all right.
True.
Now look, here's the thing. You were with this man and you broke up. The relationship ended, in spite of the fact that you have a child together. And since
it ended on strange circumstances, and then it started up again, and then I just kind of cut the ties again.
You know, I have trouble with pronouns like it. I have trouble with concepts like it started up again. It didn't do a thing. You and he chose to start up again.
Right.
And the fact is that if the two of you haven't done significant work on yourselves since you broke up the first time, I can guarantee you that it'll break up again. And a relationship that you talk about as being strange, odd, and weird, why would you want to pursue it?
It's strange, odd, and weird because he acts like he doesn't really care, but then...
Oh, that's another good reason to pursue this relationship. No,
yeah.
It's not only strange, odd, and weird, but he acts like he doesn't care. Shirley, for heaven's sakes, there must be something better in the world than that. Please, move on. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Lisa, you're going to be next. Don and Peter, I've got one line available for you. Please stay right here on Myrna Lamb on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m. And continuing down the body and parts of the body ruled by your sun sign, we've arrived at Capricorn. Capricorn rules the bony structure of the body and specifically the knees. So if you're, active in sports, watch the knees. If you injure your knee, take care of it carefully, and in general, be attentive to the bony structure, calcium, certainly after a certain age. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Lisa on a car phone. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, Lisa, and I see you're a Taurus. And what's your question for me?
Well, I just put an offer in on a condo,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not, it's very hard for me to make change.
Yes.
But I was wondering if you see that this is going to be a good move for me, this particular place, or
mm-hmm.
if it's going to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I look at the fourth house, which represents the condo, and there's a five and eight of hearts in there. So there isn't any doubt in my mind that the condo is very much worth the offer that you've made. And I have the card that represents you, and around you the pictures suggest that you are capable of making this work. Now, Taurus is a sign of stability and security, so I'm pretty confident that you've thought carefully about what you can afford, and you know you can make this work, and you can. I think you have a very good chance of getting it, and I believe that you'll be pleased.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Don in Chepachet, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Greta. Thank you.
Certainly.
I would like to know if my house is going to sell. It's been on the market since December.
Okay. This is such a tough time to sell houses. Obviously, some are selling. Now, let's see. You're born tail end of Virgo. Have you changed the price on the house, Dawn?
No.
You have not. Anybody giving you any advice about the house in terms of what you might need to do to make it more appealing?
Yeah. It was appraised at $415.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6 months ago.
Right.
But I'm offering up for $379 right now.
Okay.
It's got a, it's a log cabin and it has a,
it may be a wonderful,
a trout pond.
You know, it might be wonderful, Don, but if nobody feels like buying anything because everybody's nervous about what's going on in the economy, your house doesn't sell. And right now in the fourth house, which represents the property, I've got two spades. So short term, no. Long term, yes. Worst case scenario, I think you will have sold it by the end of August of this year. Now, it may be that you need to consider talking to your real estate agent about how it's being promoted. It might be that something else needs to be said or written up or done about the property. And it might be that it would pay you to have someone come in and give you a completely objective view. Because the one thing you want when anyone looks through the house is you don't want them to sort of nitpick little things all over the place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks to me as if this is going to work for you, but perhaps just because of the economy and things totally beyond your control, it could take as much as 4 months more for it to sell. The best case scenario is 4 weeks, but I'm a little doubtful on that end. Don, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Peter in Cranston. Peter, welcome to the program.
Good. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Peter. I see that you're a Libra. And what's your question for me?
I'd like to know how my business is going to do.
All right, Peter, are you self-employed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's take a look at the cards. And being born under the sign of Libra, the King of Diamonds represents you. How long have you had this business?
The company's been in business 60 years. I've had it 33 years.
Okay, so you took it over 33 years ago, and it went very well for a while. And did it hit on some harder times in the last 4 years?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You've got this year and next year to turn it around. If you don't, the next 2 years after that are really going to be tough.
Okay. Okay.
So looking at the cards right now. Oh, dear. All right. You know, there are three people around you who have been suggesting things to you for quite some time. And I don't know whether you have felt comfortable with their suggestions. Do you know what I'm talking about, Peter?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the thing about being a Libra, you are genuinely a nice person, and you've got people around you who like you and think highly of you. But you are also a person who is capable of practicing denial. And I think there have been some things going on in the business for 4 years or more that really need adjusting. You've got this year and next to make it happen. You've got to make some changes. I think the people around you are actually giving you some good suggestions, and I would suggest that you listen and start to do some of these things. Because I'll tell you, if you reach the end of 2009 and things are not better than they are right now, it's not going to make it through 2010 and 11.
Okay.
Peter, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available. Katie in Attleboro, welcome to the program.
Okay. Thank you, Myrna, for taking my call.
Certainly, and you're a Gemini.
I am.
And your question for me.
It's also the same as Peter's, actually. I'd like to know how my business is going to be doing.
Okay, the
I'm
difference.
I'm also self-employed. Too.
Okay. The major difference is that you're a Gemini and not a Libra, and
right.
So his energies are different from yours at this time. When did you start your business?
About 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I recently had to take time off to help with a family illness, so
okay.
I'm getting back into it again.
Mm-hmm. All right. As far as your business is concerned, the Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And some of the kinds of energies that I was concerned for Peter coming up 2 and 3 years from now are actually in effect for you right now.
Okay.
So you have no time left. You have to infuse this business with energy right now. But your cards are quite optimistic.
Oh, good.
You have in the 10th house, which is the company, a man who is something of an assistant to you or works with you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a 5 of hearts there, which is a card of good fortune, and a 3 of hearts that represents good news. There's something going on where there seems to be some new business coming in that you've been working at developing.
Yes.
Some very important connection. Now, in fact, there were 2 of them, right?
Yes, actually, yes.
And one of them has not gone at all well, but the other one will compensate for that.
Okay, wonderful.
So you keep on moving, and
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Katie.
Pleasure.
Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Kathy in Tiverton, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. And you're born under the sign of Capricorn.
Yes, I am.
And your question for me.
I've been married over 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have 2 teenage sons that have been very difficult.
Oh, yes.
A lot of struggles in my marriage,
uh-huh.
and I feel like I'm at a crossroads right now in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, I'm struggling with staying in the marriage, you know, and continuing to try to stick it out, or to move, sell our home, and just start over again.
You mean without them?
Without my husband.
But with the boys?
Yes.
And they're teenagers and they're difficult?
Yes.
Okay. Are they more difficult for you or for him?
They're difficult for both of us.
Okay.
But we both need to really step up and be on the same page and set limits with them, and he's just, you know, he doesn't have any motivation and...
I've got the Queen of Clubs, which represents you, Kathy, and what's his birthday, just the month and day?
He's January 19th.
So he's at the tail end of Capricorn.
Yeah.
Okay. And has a lot of Aquarius energy in him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He really wants to run away from home. He just doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. I look in the 5th house, which represents the children, and he has spades there. He doesn't want to deal with the problems.
No, he doesn't.
And there's a health thing going on around him. I don't know if it's him directly. Have his parents been ill? Are his parents still living?
Yes.
Are there health problems around them that you know of?
Yeah, I think so.
I know that's not what you asked me about, but it's all over the place in this reading. And it's
but
having
his
some...
His parents have health issues?
Yes.
Or him?
Both. And it's really, it's affecting everything. Maybe your marriage can't be saved. I don't know. Because I do know that you as a Capricorn work very hard. And I don't for a minute doubt that you've put as much energy as you've known how to try to make it work. And you just can't sustain it on your own. But I would like to suggest that before you take any further steps, that you try to find someone who actually does good systems counseling, and all four of you go in together, because these teenagers need to be confronted with what it is that they're contributing to making this whole relationship so uncomfortable for everyone. And after you try doing that for about four sessions, how about you call me back and we look at this again, okay?
Four sessions with all of us?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Kathy, give me a call back after you've done that. And thank you for calling us this hour. I'm Myrna Lamb. We are out of time for this segment. We're going to continue with Mary, Mike, and Sue, and one line available for you at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
We're just days away from the Cure Kids Cancer Radiothon to help the kids at Hasbro Children's Hospital. Each year, your donations have benefited hundreds of Rhode Island kids and have made available to them world-class cancer treatment. Please listen and call in to help March 27th through the 29th on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making all kinds of predictions for you based on astrology and a background, also using a deck of cards. Before I go back to the phones, a couple of things. Should you be interested in private consultations, my office phone number is 401-333-7970. That's 333-7970 if you want to see me in person or if you want an instant reading on Wednesday nights from 7 until 10 p.m. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Mary in Bristol. Mary, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Mary. I see that you are a Leo, and what's your question for me?
I don't know. I guess I'm wondering if I'm in the right path of life or if I'm in a comfortable rut, if I should stay here or pick up and move.
Okay, that's a very general question for our format, Mary. Can you focus it a little bit better for me?
Well, I just feel like I don't have my energies right.
I see. Energies.
Kind of drained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good for Leo.
No. So do you want to move? You want to know whether it would be a good thing for you to relocate?
Yeah.
Okay. I can take a look at that question. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you, and I have that card. And the fourth house represents being here. And in the fourth house, you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in my deck, and the Five of Hearts, which is the second best. So the first thing that tells me is that whatever ennui you are feeling has nothing to do with being here in Rhode Island. The problem is not external. It therefore must be internal. And you therefore need to look at who you are and what you want in life that you don't have. And I do think that the real problem, Mary, has to do with creativity. I think that your creative level is choked at this point, and that is why you are feeling unsettled. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Mike in North Providence. Mike, welcome to the program. I guess we lost Mike right then and there. Sue in Coventry, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Sue. I see that you're an Aquarian. And what's your question for me?
Financially, things are not going well at all.
Really?
2008, which is creating havoc everywhere. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just trying to see if there's anything decent in the future coming up.
All right. Sue, as far as finances are concerned, I have the Queen of Diamonds, which is you. Are you working at this time?
Oh, yes. I work in human services. I work as a real estate agent. I work trying to make money other ways. I work.
I believe you. And, of course, you said the magic words, real estate. Everybody
yeah.
who's in real estate is having a very hard time of it right now.
Oh, yes.
So if that was a piece of your income that was important to you, absolutely, according to the pictures in front of me, it's not great.
That piece wasn't that important to me, and it was good, but it's just the overall general, my husband going down in his pay, the house and everything. I'm just wondering if there's anything, any good sunshine happening out there possibly in the near future for Aquarius.
Okay. Of course, for the near future for Aquarius, there's always something good going on, and specifically in the year 2009, Jupiter will be in your sun sign. So I know better days are coming. I also know in looking at this card reading, in the second house, which is about money, and in the eighth house, which is about investments, there's nothing going on here that suggests you're going to lose your home or go bankrupt. So it's not that grim. So even though this is not a wonderful time, there are better days coming, and I would encourage you to be optimistic and try to find ways to solve some of the short-term problems. That means that you need to make some changes in your approaches, and both you and your husband have to do that. So if his income has been going down, the question is, what can he do that might rev it up? Does it make sense for him to stop doing some piece that he is doing and put something else in? But is there reason to be optimistic as we go into next year? The answer to that question is yes. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, and I wish you the best of luck with that. Let's talk to Mary in North Providence. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that. And I wish you and your family a happy Easter.
And to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Myrna.
And I see you're a Pisces. And what's your question for me?
Myrna, I'd like to know if I'm going to do my plans for tomorrow or if somebody else is going to take over my plans.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Who's coming? Who might take over?
I have mixed emotions. I'm not sure if I'm going to go with my plans or somebody is going to interrupt and invite me.
But if someone invites you somewhere, do you have to go?
Please?
What am I not getting here, Mary? Okay, wait a minute.
What am I doing tomorrow? Put it that way.
You don't know what you're doing tomorrow? Mary.
I'm trying to figure out, you know.
Okay, all right. Let's be a little more specific here, you and me. Yes. I have the Queen of Spades, which represents you.
Okay.
And you fall between two cards that are not very good.
Ugh.
So, someone around you wants you to do something that you don't want to do.
Oh.
Now, that means you have to make up your mind.
Yeah.
If you want to do what you want to do tomorrow, you can. You're a grown-up, and no one can change that.
Right.
So why would you even entertain letting someone take over and do something tomorrow that you don't want to do?
Well, I wasn't sure. I figured I want to be, I don't want any surprises.
You don't want any surprises? I'm looking at your cards.
In other words, Myrna, I don't want the last minute someone, you know, to say, well, you're invited.
Well, all you have to do is say thank you, but no thank you.
Okay.
This is easy, Mary. There's nothing going on here that's outside your control.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yes.
If I call you tomorrow morning and say, Mary, come on over and do our egg hunt, you can say, thanks, Myrna, but no thanks.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if someone was going to call tomorrow.
I don't think there's any surprises coming tomorrow in the third house, which is phone calls. You had four clubs. But if anyone calls, if the Easter Bunny calls, you can say thank you, but no thank you. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We've had some interesting calls tonight. What was the number one most interesting call for me tonight was the woman who was involved with the man in the relationship that's weird, odd, strange, and he's not really very interested. I think that was the number one, but Mr. Rabbit, who might call tomorrow unexpectedly, is high up on the list as well. Okay, Steve, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Would you agree with me on those two calls, Steve?
yeah, that was a little strange.
You're born under the sign of Cancer, and what's your question for me?
I'm having a little bit of a relationship issue, and I was just wondering what the deal is.
Okay, you're the King of Spades, and what's your girlfriend's birthday?
11/4.
So she's a Scorpio, and how long have the two of you been together?
5 years.
Okay. Scorpio and Cancer are well-suited to each other. But right now, she feels as if she works real hard and you don't work as hard as she does to make the relationship successful. And you feel as though she isn't appreciating what you do bring to the relationship. I think your relationship can get better again. And I have a sense that it's worth it. But I believe that the conversation has to start with, I do love you, and you are the center of my life, and I admit right now I'm totally confused, and I'm sure I'm doing things that are unsettling to you, and I need you to spell them out for me. Now, the reason I need you to say those things is, Scorpios feel things so intensely that they believe other people can read them like open books, which is completely untrue, because Scorpio is the most secretive sign in the zodiac. So you cannot read her like an open book. And when you misread her, she gets really annoyed.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that if you want to make the effort, the the relationship can go back to being very good. And as I see it, there's a lot that's very good in the relationship. Part of the problem is that your girlfriend is dealing with some problems of her own that have nothing to do with you.
Right. That's indefinite.
And that's what's really interfering here. And if you could see part of her being distant as really because she's just so involved in that, perhaps you can say, honey, I'm here for you.
Okay.
Put some effort into it, Steve. This one's worth it.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Anne in Boston, and welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Anne. Let's see. You are calling about your son-in-law,
right,
who's born under the sign of Cancer.
Right.
And what's your question for him?
He's trying to get another job,
mm-hmm,
and how was the outlook on that for him?
Okay. The King of Spades is the card that represents him, and he's trying to find a job, and oh my goodness, he's had a hard time of it.
Yes, he has.
Boy, I have the card representing him. He falls to the 6 and 8 of Spades. Spades are the problem cards in my system, and the 6 and 8 side by side really are discouraging. He's certainly got capability. This is a competent young man. He's got some skills. I just can't help wondering whether what he has to offer is not very much in demand where he's living at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at his cards in the fourth house versus the ninth house being going out a distance from where he's looking right now, everything brightens up.
Mm-hmm.
Really, there are opportunities for him, but for him to get that which he really wants, and he's very young, so he really ought to be striving to be in the best company possible, I don't think he's going to find it right where he is at this time. So you may not want to say anything to him, Anne, but if I were going to give him any advice, I would tell him to be looking beyond the immediate area. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We've got Mike, Maria, and Tammy on hold and one line available for you. And just a reminder that if you want to check out my book, you can check it out on Amazon.com and peek inside the book. It's called The Astrology of Great Sex. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you until 7 o'clock, followed by Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. Let's go back to the phone. Oh, no, wait a minute. 1 second before I go back to the phones, just to wrap up body parts and the sun signs. Aquarius rules circulation and the ankles. Prone to problems with the ankles and need to watch out for circulatory difficulties by paying attention to triglycerides and cholesterol. And Pisces rules the feet. So if you were born under the sign of feet, you need, under the sign of Pisces, you need to be careful what shoes you wear. And I've been really concerned, especially about Pisces wearing these pointy toe women's shoes again with those big high spiky heels. Terrible for your feet, ladies. Don't do it, especially if you're Pisces. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in North Providence. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Mike. And let's see, you're born at the end of Aquarius, and what's your question for me?
Okay, I have a girlfriend. We've been together for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We both live at my mom's, and she really takes advantage of me.
Okay.
I work 80 hours a week. She works less than 20.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want me to have a cell phone. She constantly has my car.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, I care about her a lot.
Why?
That's a good question.
It's a very good question. Mike, look, you're an Aquarian. Sometimes you can be divorced from your own feelings. You're all of 20 years old, for heaven's sakes, end this relationship and tell her to move out. There's nothing here for you.
Well,
just stop and think for 1 second, honey, please. You're 20 years old and locking yourself into a relationship with a woman who doesn't want you to have a cell phone, and you let her get away with that? Your mother doesn't treat you like that. It doesn't make any sense. What's her birthday?
December 1st.
So she's a Sagittarian. Okay, Sag and Aquarius are natural mates. Fine, I understand you being attracted to her.
Mm.
But the card that represents her falls in your fourth house with nasty cards. And the Queen of Diamonds, which is the automatic partner for the King of Diamonds, which is you, falls in your fifth house of love and romance with the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, and the Four of Hearts, which is a change for the better. You could have a happy life, believe it or not, but boy, are you setting yourself up for misery being in with a woman who treats you this badly, and it's not as if you've been married for 30 years. Mike, for heaven's sakes, Tell her to move out. Thank you for the call. Excuse me. Let's talk to Maria in Pawtucket. Maria, welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
I'm very concerned about my sister. She was born in 1932, and she is a Pisces, March 1st.
Right.
And she lives out of state. I'm concerned about her, a lot of things, but concerned about her health.
Uh-huh.
Maybe more her emotional health than her physical, maybe the both of them. She has a husband who's an Aries.
Yes.
I'll just let you read the cards if you could.
So you want me to take a look at what's going on for her?
Yes.
But your questions are extremely broad in general. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents your sister as a Pisces. And with Saturn now in the sign of Virgo, it means that problems she's been dealing with for off and on for a while are simply becoming more blatant. And she falls with the Nine of Spades, which is a very difficult card. So I have no doubt that your sister is unhappy at this time. I don't see her physical health as being a particular problem, but I do think that her circumstances are unhappy. And the fact is that she's a woman now in her mid-70s, and she's going to have to make decisions for herself. You can offer an ear and listen. You can tell her she's welcome to come for a visit, but you really cannot give her advice. She's got to make her own choices and find a way to stay in her situation and yet become a little bit more emotionally divorced from it. I wish it were easier, but it's not as if there were anything new here, Maria. It's an ongoing situation that your sister has allowed to continue through the years, and now she's at a point where she's really unhappy with it. Maybe that will propel her into making some kind of a change. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Chris on his cell phone. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, Chris, and I see that you're a Leo. And what's your question for me?
I've been with my she's probably my wife by now, but, you know, it's been about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two children.
But she's not really your wife.
No, she's not. We're not really.
So we really have two kids, but we don't really have a marriage.
No, we live together. We've lived together for a long time.
So we live together. Do we own a house together?
Yes.
Okay, so we live together. We own a house together. We have two children together, but we're not married. How come?
I don't know. It just never happened.
You don't think she ever wanted to?
I think she does.
I should think she would. Most women like that security that he really wants to be with me and he's made this commitment to me, especially since we already made a commitment to have a house and two kids together. What's your question for me, Chris?
My question, well, she works really hard. You know, she's got two children. She works seasonally. And my question is that, you know, I just was wondering if there was going to be, you know, another spark, you know, like, you know, make, you know, just a romance come back. You know what I mean? Because we both work really, I work a lot of hours.
Mm-hmm.
She works, you know, she works really hard with the kids. She works seasonally, you know,
okay,
and she goes back full time.
Okay, wait a second. You're a Leo. What's her birthday?
11/16.
So she's a Scorpio, and you want to know where's that real sexual energy? Where's that excitement? Where's that spark, right?
We always had so much fun, you know, because we've been together for, a long time.
You and she fall on the same set of cards. I mean, I've been pulling your leg a little bit here, and I know that the relationship is fundamentally a very healthy one. But the fact is that people get really tired, and when you're working way too many hours and you've got two kids, you get tired. The only thing that I can imagine that can really help you, I find the Nine of Hearts in the ninth house. The Nine of Hearts is the card that I use as a target when I want to try to find something that's missing. And the ninth house represents taking a break. You've got to find someone who can take care of the kids for a weekend, and the two of you have got to get away. And you should try to do it at least, say, once every couple of months. And
That's
the way you'll make it happen, Chris. And I think it would be really nice on one of these out-of-town excursions for a weekend that you might say, would you please marry me? Chris.
Oh, really?
Thank you for the call.
Take care.
438-WPRO. Am I becoming conservative in my old age? 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Julie in Warwick. Julie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome, Julie.
I'm listening to Chris, I can relate.
Especially being a Leo.
Exactly.
Yes.
however, I'm also married to a Leo.
Uh-huh.
Which in itself is a big problem, I'm sure.
Not always. Leos are really nice people. Okay.
Well, my question is we have not the same dilemma as as he does, but we're married 15 years now.
Yes.
We have two children, houses, et cetera.
Right.
And I'm just trying to figure out if we're going to be able to weather all the little storms that keep coming up.
You can.
Okay.
It isn't easy. And I'll tell you, there are predictable times when those little storms seem much bigger than at other times. And 15 years is definitely a magic point. 7 years is the first. The old thing called seven-year itch is absolutely true. 15 is the next. And then there's also 21. So these are kind of multiples of seven.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all times when Saturn gets into a tricky place in your marriage chart. It's really important for the two of you to take walks together apart from the house and the kids and reiterate what you really like about each other and acknowledge the things that are annoying and see if you can find ways around them. It really does help if people are willing to take some deep breaths and let some things just go by. And it always helps to be either someone or married to someone who knows enough to just keep your mouth shut and not say anything. Not everything has to have a response. So I do believe that your relationship is still very much salvageable. You have the Nine of Hearts falling in your seventh house of marriage and partnership. What your husband wants to believe is that you accept that he does make efforts to be a husband to you. And one of the things that can really help is if you state clearly what it is that you want that you're not getting and ask him to tell you the same and then make the effort to reach them. He's a good guy. You're a good wife to him. But some things get lost when you're just so busy between work and children.
Yeah. Spot on.
Thanks for the call, Julie. And I think we have time right now to speak with Mary in Cranston. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Mary. I see that you're born under the sign of Sagittarius. And what's your question for me?
I think that my son is making a breakthrough, and he's been really upset over something that has happened in his, and I just want to know if he's going to get resolution from it.
All right. So your son had something happen to him that was distressing, and he is dealing with it on some level at this time.
Yes.
What is his birthday, Mary?
December 4th.
So he is born under the sign of Sagittarius.
Yes.
And I have the card that represents him, and I'll tell you, I think that there's plenty of reason to be hopeful, but he has to go through a bit of a dark tunnel before he gets there. This is not something that's going well or easily for him. And I think that you have to stand back and not put any energy into this. It's completely his own thing to deal with.
Most definitely.
Now, as far as what went on, if he's working with a good counselor, that counselor can get him to understand that whatever happened to him in the past is past, and that he is here now. And if he can look at what happened in the past and acknowledge that he made it through, and that he's here currently, and that he now has strengths he didn't have when these things occurred, then he can have a better future. But it's almost like post-traumatic stress disorder that he's dealing with here, and you know that. So can it work out? Yes. You know, the thing that's puzzling about this sometimes, Mary, is that some people go through all kinds of stress and they're okay. They get through it. And some people seem to get frozen within it. So if you can encourage your son to allow the emotions and take his time to go through them and trust that tomorrow he is a stronger person as a result, I think he's going to be fine. Mary, thank you for the call. We are out of time for this hour. Ken, thank you for a great couple of hours as always. Everyone, please stay tuned for Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. And as far as I'm concerned, again, should you be interested in a private consultation, my office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island. The phone number there is 333-7970. Happy Easter, everyone. Have a great week. Be back with you next Saturday night.